Here is your News Radio 1580 WCCF weather forecast powered by Total Air Solutions.
The weather is brought to you by MyFWC.com. Life jackets save lives. Where in Florida? Clouds giving way to some sunshine today with lower humidity, the high 76 to 80. The night will be mainly clear, low 56 to 60. Mostly sunny and delightful tomorrow, high 77 to 81. On Sunday, a nice day with sunshine and some clouds, the high 77 to 81. From the Florida Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
Weather brought to you by Total Air Solutions, the area's premier indoor air quality specialist. Call 877-TOTAL-AIR or go to totalair.com.
WCCF, News Radio 1580.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to the Slippery Slope of Lipids and Other Medical Conditions, brought to you by the Triana Prevention Center in Port Charlotte, Florida, a live medical talk show during which you are encouraged to join the conversation. If you have a question or comment along the way you'd like to make, our phone lines are now open, 206-1580 or 888-441-1580. As is the practice, when your phone call comes in, just about everything stops, and we go right to your question or your comment. And now here's the host of your show, Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. And we have quite a nice group here in the studio. And I'd like to welcome everyone. We have a special guest, Lee Stein, who's going to tell us his heart story. We have Jennifer Ewing, Masters of Public Health, who works at the Triana Prevention Center. We have Todd Matthews, and we have the photographer and artist, Peter Attari. Boy, are we lucky. We have so many people here. It's so much fun. Anyways, as you all know, this is February, Heart Month, right, Jennifer?
Yes, ma'am.
What about those Valentines?
Well, we created a Heart Healthy Valentine from the Triana Prevention Center to any of the listeners who would like to receive a Valentine. We invite you to stop by the Triana Prevention Center any day during the week to pick up yours. They are handmade with you in mind. And then when you turn your Valentine over, you have a place to know your numbers, something that we talk about frequently at the Triana Prevention Center and here on the show.
Right. That is, and it's so pretty. It really is beautiful. I've been giving out to people. So we'll remind everybody before we leave today about the Valentine. It's handmade. It's gorgeous. So we have here such a great guest. He's so interesting. Lee Stein, and I'm going to give his information. He's the executive director of the Charlotte Chorale, which we have many patients that are in the chorale.
Singing is good for your heart.
It is, Lee. And you are also the former managing director of the Charlotte Symphony. And you there was a wonderful article about you. You're the FGCU moderator of foreign films of the Renaissance Film Academy. You have a background in healthcare. Excuse me. You've been in Florida for 12 years. You have an interest in music, Chicago, blues, movies, baseball, and the Chicago Cubs. Well, you're from Chicago.
I'm from Chicago. We love our blues. We love our Chicago Cubs.
So, Lee, I am so happy that you're here today. And Jennifer and I wanted to ask you some questions. And we want to start off. The whole message we're trying to give out to people is awareness. That's our mission, education. We want people to understand about their heart, and we also want people to hear other people's story, and maybe they could connect with that. And so I want you to talk about your heart story.
Well, I had a heart attack 12 years ago, and I was the least susceptible candidate for a heart attack. 12 years ago. I'm thin. I exercise moderately. I'm a vegetarian and I meditate. A picture of health.
Oh my goodness, that is wonderful. You did all that.
We left out one important part.
I was going to ask you.
Family history. My father had had a couple of heart attacks. My grandmother had had a heart attack. So the marker was there. The gene was there.
That's, you know, a lot of times people, and right, Jennifer, we try to encourage our patients to know their family history, because a lot of people are not taught, either they don't speak or the family moved somewhere else or they don't talk. You know, another red flag is not just your father, but any brothers and sisters, any siblings.
Mm-hmm. Family history is very important. I would encourage everybody to know their family history. I've shared my family history with my next generation, and it's stuff that they just need to know.
That's right.
My story, at the time, I was working for the American Academy of Pediatrics, doctors all around me. I'm sitting at my desk, and all of a sudden, I feel a little pain in my arm, a little shooting, and a little sweating. And I'm thinking, no big deal. I've got a stressful job. I'm director of foundation and corporate relations. I have to raise a lot of money. It's stress. I go home that day. Everything is fine. The next day, I was doing some volunteer work. I was a trustee of the Oak Lawn Community Library in the town I lived in, and we were doing some reading to kids in long-term care in Christ Community Hospital. We leave there. I get into the car in the parking lot, and I feel it again in the arm and the sweating, and I feel it real significant now, real hard. I go to the cashier and I say, I think I'm having a heart attack. And she said, don't go anywhere. I said, I don't think I can go anywhere. And within seconds from across the street at the hospital, they're there. They're there. They're wheeling me on a stretcher. Got me immediately into the operating room. Operated. Yes, I was having a heart attack. They put two stents in immediately. Immediately, and that was my heart attack. Unfortunately, after the heart attack, while I was still in the hospital, I had a giant hematoma. Do you want to explain what a hematoma is?
Yes, a collection of blood. Where they put the heart catheter, where they inserted the catheter?
Exactly.
Yes. Yes, it's a collection of blood because the valve, when it gets punctured, the vessel gets punctured and it leaks.
Mm-hmm.
That actually happened to my father, too. So did you have to stay longer in the hospital?
Well, because of that, they couldn't put the third stent in. So I had to go home for a month until I could get that stent in.
Oh, my goodness.
So I go back a month later. They put the bracelet on with all the information and everything.
Right.
And they said to me, this is wrong. It doesn't have the date of admittance. It has your birth date on here. And I said, it's got the correct date. And she said, this is your birthday and you're having heart surgery?
Oh, my goodness.
And I said, is there a better birthday present than getting your heart repaired?
Which is a great outlook.
Yes.
Isn't that incredible?
Yes.
And how old were you?
I was 53 at the time. I was young.
And your father was young also, though, for his first event.
He was in his early 60s, yes.
Which is important to note in your family history.
Mm-hmm.
Very. And for women, too, you know, the age, under the age of 65 of having an event is a big red flag.
When I first went to rehab after the heart and started doing more exercises with groups, I was surprised, shocked by the number of people, men and women, around my age, early 50s. That it had heart attacks.
But, you know, before it happens to you, you kind of discredit that as a risk.
Mm-hmm. And you assume it can't happen to me. I'm too young. I'm too healthy. Look at me. After I had my heart attack, I can't tell you how many of my friends signed up for Heart Check America. Right away. If Stein's having a heart attack, we better do something. We better get checked. So I was happy that my friends did that.
Good. And we're happy to have you here willing to share your experience so that listeners know that it can happen to them as well.
At any time, at any age. And those warning signs, if I wasn't just coming from the hospital, if I wasn't across the street from the hospital, the doctor said, there's a good chance that you wouldn't have made it, that you wouldn't be alive. You know, there's a very short time when you have a heart attack to when you have to get that treatment.
Right. And technically, you had waited 24 plus hours
exactly.
from your first
yes.
symptom.
Yes, I did.
Yes. And the other thing is, you were very lucky, too, because you were so close to get care. And even though the first time it was a flag, a warning, the second time you listened. We need to listen to our bodies. As I said before, 50 and women too, 53% of women who are having a heart attack will fail to call 911. How many men do you think? I don't have a statistic, but I bet that's, what do you think, Lee?
It's got to be much lower. We're infallible. We're macho. We're okay. It's not going to bother me. It's something minor. No big deal. Well, you know what? It is a big deal.
It's your life.
It really is. You get that pain in your arm, you start sweating and heating up like that, you call the doctor immediately. You get yourself to the hospital. I made the mistake of waiting a day, and it almost cost me my life.
And at a young age.
I know Dr. Triana says numerous times a day, it's better to get it checked out and know that everything's okay than to go home and wonder.
Mm-hmm.
So you know how true that is yourself.
I can testify to that also, because I just lost my father to a heart attack in November. And for about 2 to 3 weeks, he was complaining of incessant indigestion that wouldn't go away.
Oh.
And we wish so much that he had had it looked into earlier. Big, big mistake.
You know, that's why we're here.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to spread the word, to spread the information, to give education. If we only save one person's life, I mean, I think we've done an incredible job.
And we're here for help.
Right.
Right. Not just to give you information, but to welcome you into the practice of the Triana Prevention Center, or welcome you on the show. If we can just give you one tip every Friday, or the one time you happen to tune in, then we feel like we are working towards our mission, which is more good years.
Right, more good years. Now, obviously, it wasn't your time, but how did this event change your life?
Oh, significantly. One of the areas that I really needed to address, working in a high-stress job, putting in a lot of hours, often 50, 60 hours a week, I wasn't getting my exercise. I grew up as an athlete playing sports through high school and college. Now I'm 50 years old, and I'm not doing much.
Okay.
I don't have time to exercise. I don't have time to walk. I don't have time to shoot a basketball anymore. That has changed. Every day I go out and walk. Every day, at least a half hour to 40 minutes. I'd say 5 days a week. 5 out of 7 days walking. And in the summer, of course, swimming. Everybody down here swims. And down here with this wonderful weather, there's no excuse not to be out walking in your neighborhood, not to be out doing something active at any age.
I agree, at any age.
At any age. At any age. If you're in your 80s and you think, well, I can't walk for 20 minutes, fine, you know, walk for 10 minutes and do it 2 or 3 times a day. You don't have to push yourself, but do it. Get that exercise in. That's real important. And I've maintained a very good diet. I've still stayed away from the meat.
Okay, so you're still a vegetarian.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Jennifer, you had...
Lee, when you had your event, did you know what your numbers were? When we're talking about know your numbers, which helps you know your risk, the weight, your BMI, your cholesterol, your HDL, your waist size, your fasting blood sugar, your total cholesterol. Did you know that when you were 53 and having an event?
You know, the reason I didn't need to know that is because I was 53. I was the picture of health. No, I didn't need to know any of that.
Okay, so the million-dollar question, do you know them now?
I know them now. I certainly do.
And you know that with the help of Dr. Triana.
Yes.
You seek routine medical care.
Yes, educated.
Yes.
I am now an educated patient, and that's something that I wasn't when I had my heart attack. Not at all.
And you're doing a great job of educating by joining us here this morning.
Well, it's appreciated.
Oh, no, it's an honor to have you. It's such an honor to have wonderful patients. And then you're willing to give of your time and tell your personal story. You know, I think that's people connect with others. It's at such different levels. I know for over the years that we've been taking care of you, we've helped you with, you know, what medicines, your cholesterol, doing advanced lipid testing.
Mm-hmm,
we did
yes.
the Cleveland Heart Lab test. We've done yes. so much information. How's your feelings about all that?
Well, you know, one of the things that people don't realize, and certainly I didn't realize until we started getting into discussions and seeing you on a regular basis, is I look in the mirror, and while I hate to admit it, I'm not 35, 45, or 55 anymore. I've aged. I'm 65. I look different. My outside is different. I can't see my inside, but that's different too.
Yes.
My blood sugars, my chemistry, everything on the inside has changed too. So if you think you don't need to have your meds reviewed on a regular basis, you're wrong. You're changing. Your body is changing. What was good for you when you were 55 may not be the exact same numbers to be taking when you're 65. That's something that you've taught me, and that's very important.
Well, I appreciate that. And also very important is the fact, just like we say, you can't judge a book by its cover. You were young. Now, you were in Chicago. Mm-hmm. You were young. You
yes.
were healthy. You're at the top of your game. You didn't expect this to happen.
No, not at all.
And then, you know, a lot of times people will tell me, well, you know, my parents, my father or my mother had a heart attack. They led a different life. They still have the gene, though.
That's
right.
You
still have that gene, that information in your body. How are you going to
yes.
deal with your environment? One of the professors I went to a conference, he said that the genes can be modified by your environment. And it's true.
Oh, I agree.
You can modify. Now, can you take it away? No, you can't take away your genes. But you have that information, and you can modify it with the way you live your life, and like when we do tests to look at your carotid arteries, to see if there's plaque, to we do advanced lipid testing to see if there's inflammation in the arteries.
And also helps isolate the gene.
Right, there are some mm-hmm. gene tests that we do too.
The state of the art is so much advanced from 10, 15 years ago, and that's an important point. The state of the art in healthcare is really stepped up quite a bit, particularly in prevention.
That's the whole thing. We want to prevent. There is no reason that a lot of the diseases we have or the illnesses we can eliminate.
Now, when I was a kid, we always said, the mother always said, eat your vegetables, eat your vegetables. But that was about the extent of what we cared about in terms of diet. When many of us my age think back of what we ate a lot of bad stuff. When you think of that fried food that was made in that tub of white Crisco.
Oh, my goodness.
That was bad, bad stuff, but it tasted delicious, and we didn't know better. We do know better now. We know what to eat and what not to eat, and we're able to adjust our diets. That's a big difference. The whole culture of eating
yes.
has changed over the years.
Yes.
Look at how it's changed in the school systems just in the last 5 years.
Yes.
The obesity issue. And the obesity issue, when you're young, that can carry through all the way through your life. And obesity is a major cause of heart disease. You know that.
It's associated, but the biggest thing also because of diabetes.
How
many patients do we diagnose? People go, well, I never knew that. Right, Jennifer?
Sadly, too many. When we know that we could have caught it 10 years earlier and possibly prevented you from going down the road of diabetes.
But again, it's that you can't always. You might see somebody who's thin and they have insulin resistance, which is the beginning of what we call pre-diabetes. So again, when we practice at the Triana Prevention Centers, we look at the total person. And I truly believe in that. And I know one of the things you wanted to talk about was music.
I love music. Coming from Chicago, I'm a big blues person. While my background in Chicago is basically healthcare, when I came down to Charlotte County, the first job I had was with the Charlotte Symphony Orchestra. And wow. I worked for 5 years as managing director of the symphony, met wonderful people, worked with wonderful executive director and great musicians. And there is so much evidence. It's called the Mozart effect. So much evidence that music is good for your soul. If it's good for your soul, it's good for the heart. It's calming.
It's good for your health.
Yes, it's just good for your health.
It is. It's good for your health. Now, because we know that stress and how we respond to stress is going to affect our health.
Yes. So put on some nice, quiet music, lay back, enjoy the music. And in fact, tonight, anybody out there who wants to hear some free music, the Charlotte Chorale is doing a free concert at Holy Trinity Lutheran Church on 41.
What time?
7 o'clock. It's 2565 Tamiami Trail. It's going to be some show tunes, some religious, some secular. It's just going to be a nice, fun concert. It'll help
wonderful.
Keep your heart rate perfect.
It is. It's really wonderful. We have some patients that are in the corral and are very gifted singers, very talented. So I know it's going to be a wonderful concert. And you had told me, too, they're going to do a concert about the Gettysburg Address.
Yes. Our artistic director, Bruce McGregor, who founded the Charlotte Chorale 24 years ago, is retiring at the end of this year. The board went to him and said, we would like to do something special. And he said, you know, all my life I've wanted to have somebody put the Gettysburg Address to choral music.
Wow.
So we contacted Mark Hayes, who's a very noted composer, pianist, artist, and said, we would like you to put the Gettysburg Address to choral music in honor of Bruce. Now, he's done that. It's just a beautiful piece, starting out with 4 score and 7 years ago. We all remember it's the most famous American speech of all time. So this is being put to music. Mark Hayes is coming in for a special concert of Mark Hayes music, including the Gettysburg Address.
Wow.
And it's going to be at Bernstorff Presbyterian Church on Saturday, February 24th at 4 p.m. It's going to be a great concert. There are still some tickets available, so I'll put in a plug, 204-0033. I will answer the phone. I will take your credit card information. I will get you 2 great seats for a great concert. Good for your heart. Good place to go.
I'm signing up.
You'll have a wonderful time.
I just saw the movie Lincoln, and it was awesome.
It's Lincoln Mania. Books, movies, now the Charlotte Chorale.
Oh, boy, I'm excited.
You know, those 2 concerts that Lee just mentioned might be the perfect time for you to take time for yourself. We hear all day long that they're just too busy to relax or to exercise. So here are 2 great opportunities to spend some time.
And tonight's concert is a free concert, so you don't even have to talk to me about money. It's a free concert. Show up. There'll be a offering for the church, but this is something we like to do for the community, to give back to the community. We always perform at Fisherman's Village for the million lights that they put on at Christmas time. We were at the Christmas tree lighting ceremony.
Wow.
Our people just like to sing, like Jen points out, for the fun of it, for the fun of it, for the exercise, for the good being, and all that is good for your health.
For the good feelings they get.
For the good feelings.
When you do something, a hobby, you know, it brings you those wonderful feeling, pleasure. It affects your brain, which affects your whole body. You know, we are connected. The neurohormones are connected. So if you can bring down, if you can relax, if you can focus on something, it does actually affect your arteries, your blood vessels.
There's been some wonderful books written on that. I believe Norman Cousins wrote one years ago that I recall reading that talked about the balance between the mental aspect of life and the physical aspect. And there is a strong connection. My meditation, 20 minutes a day, twice a day, is something that's very important to my life. Maybe without that, I would have died from the heart attack. We don't know. The doctors encouraged me to continue meditating and pointed out how good it is for the whole well-being of the body.
It is. It's very, very important. But again, you also have, you have been, how do I say this? You've been an excellent patient. You care about what we're doing to help you. You care about listening and educating yourself and asking questions. You know, when somebody, right, Jennifer?
Yes, and even one step deeper, he cared, if you don't mind me saying, to seek medical care when it wasn't a easy thing financially to do. There was a time where insurance was not an option, but you made that a priority in your life to devote money to your health care, and money not just meaning I got to pay to go see the doctor, but you knew that was a priority, so you kind of fit that into your lifestyle.
Well, you know, after you have a heart attack, it's very, very difficult to get health insurance.
Mm. Yes.
It's extremely difficult.
Keep in mind. Mm-hmm.
Extremely difficult. That's going to be changing in the next year when all the new regulations go in. But my problem was I had a job at the time, but I changed jobs. When I changed jobs, I had a pre-existing condition. I couldn't get health care. Mm. When I moved down here, my wife was working at the Farr Law Firm. She was able to get coverage, and she was able to put me on that health care coverage, which was wonderful. I had health insurance once again, but she got sick. She died of cancer. What happens to my health insurance?
When she was such a sweet lady.
Yes, she was.
She was so sweet.
Fortunately, I was able to stay on there through COBRA. Mm-hmm. And the COBRA insurance, when you're a widow or a widower, is actually good for up to 3 years.
Oh.
So I had the insurance at the rates that the Farr Law Firm, and bless the Farr Law Firm, if anybody from the Farr Law Firm is listening, thank you all very much. I was able to get insurance for 3 years at the Farr Law Firm rate, which was, I don't know, $250, $300 a month. Decent. Once that 3 years was up, the insurance company said, the only way we can carry you is as an individual, and your rate will go from $300 to $2,700.
A month.
Yes. And I thought, well, I can't pay $2,700 a month.
I don't know too many people who could.
That's unaffordable.
So I went 3 years without health insurance until I turned 65 in November and got Medicare, but I still went to see you four times a year because that's what you do,
and
quite
you did,
frankly.
Did appropriate tests.
Yes.
Yes.
And the appropriate test, of course.
Which helps us know your numbers and ultimately your risk.
And we try to work with our patients, whether they have insurance or not, to make it affordable and to prioritize. What is the most important thing that we need to do right now?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
To keep you healthy. I mean, and we try to help you with that. It, again, you're such a good patient. You take an interest. You also are in your numbers. You're moving. I mean, that is so wonderful. You have really changed. You are an example for more good years.
I encourage people to ask you. You like to, you want those questions.
Yes.
You want them. So many people are afraid, oh, is this going to be a goofy question? Am I going to sound stupid? Well, you know what? You're talking to your doctor. Your doctor has probably heard that question. No matter how goofy you think it is, I'm sure Dr. Triana has already heard it. So ask it.
So if you have any questions, you can call us at 206-1580. We want to tell everybody this is the Triana Prevention Center.
You can contact the Triana Prevention Center a bunch of different ways, too. Let's take a quick second to let you know about their website, which is TrianaPreventionCenter.com.
Is going to be brand new, hopefully Monday.
A revamp,
so
huh?
Please, come visit it.
Or revisit if you've been there before. You can also ask the doctor all kinds of questions, either through our website, WCCFAM.com, or the Triana Prevention Center website. And again, the phone lines are open for any conversation that you would like to contribute or any questions you'd like to ask, 206-1580 or 888-441-1580.
Thank you. And it's, yes, we welcome questions, and we welcome questions when patients come to see us.
Yes, I know you always do.
You know, and one of the other things, patients who have different hobbies, well, I don't know if this is a hobby or a passion, movies.
I love, well, my story with movies basically starts going back to healthcare at the hospital.
Oh.
When I was born, my father was managing a movie theater in Chicago, the Rockne Theater, one of these big old movie palaces named after Newt Rockne. Beautiful. And he was young. My parents were young and just starting out. So they lived in an apartment above the movie theater next to the projection booth.
Oh,
so the
my.
First 2 years of my life, I lived next to the projection booth.
It's in his blood, so to speak. We have a caller. Let's see if we can answer a question. Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Good morning. My name is Lois Henderson, and I'm, I hope, a good patient of Dr. Triana's.
Hi, Lois. You're a wonderful patient and a beautiful lady.
I hope so. I just had my Cleveland Heart Lab test done, and I like to ask Dr. Triana, I had the plaque. My plaque test number is high risk at 215.
Yes.
That's the number. And I'd like to know, how can I get this down?
Okay, well, that shows that there's inflammation. And one of the ways to get it down is by the medications we use, by diet, by exercise, by trying to lose some weight, all of us. That would be the best way. So it is important information. But guess what? We can work on it.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do now. I'm trying to eat good and exercise and hopefully get that down. And Dr. Triana, it said my total cholesterol is 165.
Yes.
So isn't that a good number?
Yes, it is a good number. But remember, on that test, we also look at the particles, the particle numbers, what type of particles you have. I don't remember off the top of my head all your numbers.
That's okay.
But that is very important, too. The reason we do advanced lipid testing is we're looking for the risk. Your risk, and as Lee said, we cannot look at you and say, what is inside your arteries? What is the state of your arteries? So this test helps in that, plus other things that we do. It gives us the inflammation, the type of particles, and what is your risk to develop a heart attack or stroke.
Right.
So a regular cholesterol test is only part of the picture because the lipid panel, part of it's just a mathematical formula. So this is really an in-depth look at what your risk is.
Do you explain to the listeners with the particles? It's all, is it that test called the PST?
Yes, we have done shows like that. And in the future, we'll be doing more shows. And in fact, we're going to be having my plan is to have one of the doctors who actually invented the myeloperoxidase test on the program. from Cleveland.
Oh, good. That's good.
So if you stay tuned, we have so many wonderful guests, which, again, I thank you that you called, Lois.
Thank you, Dr. Triana. Where I am today because of you.
Thank you, and God bless you. Thank
you. You too, honey. Be safe.
You too.
What a nice lady.
Oh, she's a beautiful lady in her heart, her soul, everything. Very nice.
You know, Dr. Triana, for a lot of people, myself included, until I had my heart attack, a lot of people only care about a couple of numbers with their cholesterol, the high and the low.
Right.
When they don't even care what the numbers are, they just care to hear it's good or it could be a little better.
Exactly.
As if it was a black and white issue, and it's not.
Right. Mm-hmm. You have to dig a little bit deeper, especially as you get older, where plaque can be such an issue. So it isn't just a matter of keeping this under 200, getting this over 100. It's much more in-depth than that.
You're totally right. There's so many other parameters to look like. We've tried to condense that on the Valentine with the numbers, but that's like a starting point. So then when we see a patient,
yes,
we look to see, do they have plaque in their arteries? If you have plaque, you have vascular disease. You need to work on that. You cannot, as I tell, you cannot put your head in the sand.
No, you have to be aware. You have to be aware of your body and your conditions. And don't forget, a lot of us go back to eating all that Crisco. That doesn't just disappear from your body. Enough of it stays in over the years.
Which is evident because do you know that they check children starting at 8 years old for a lipid panel?
Mm-hmm.
They probably didn't do that. I know they didn't do that when I was eight.
No, they didn't do it when I was eight either.
And obesity is such a big topic in terms of healthcare these days. People are really trying to make I know that my daughter with her kids, who are 4 and 7, she's made a much greater effort to make sure that they're eating healthy, to cut back on the amount of meat that they eat, to count back on the amount of fried food, to count back on the amount of processed foods. All those chocolate chip cookies that you buy in the store. Look at the labels, folks. Just look at the labels. I love my chocolate chips, but I certainly limit the amount that I eat of those.
Oh, Jennifer did a wonderful show on reading labels. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. Every day we talk to patients about labels. But I still want to hear about movies.
Because
the story about the movies, I'm a big movie buff. And the reason I want to talk about movies, too, because I feel that's important for our health. With the relaxation.
Yes, again.
And seeing how other people live, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the activities that I'm involved with every Tuesday afternoon, if you folks are not doing anything, Tuesday at 1 o'clock, Florida Gulf Coast University, the Renaissance Academy on Retta Esplanade, we show a foreign movie from 1 o'clock to about 3 o'clock every Tuesday. 30, 35 people usually there. I give a little brief introduction about the foreign film. We watch the movie, and then afterwards we have fascinating discussions. They can go on for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, fascinating discussions about what we've seen, how we relate to the movies, and the movies are from everywhere. We've had movies from Iran.
Wow.
We've had movies from Japan. We've had Spanish, French, Italian, Canada, a French-speaking Canada. The movie this week will be a French movie.
That's great. That's really great.
And people enjoy it. And again, it's a form of relaxation. And it's movies that you're not going to see anywhere else in Charlotte County.
Or in most places.
In most places. And almost every movie has won awards. Some Academy Awards as Best Foreign Language Films, others nominated. But every one of these movies has been good. The audience has a wonderful time. Come on. If you're in the house and you got nothing to do, meet some other people who share your love of movies.
Well, I think that's wonderful. But 1 o'clock is not a good time for us who are workers or are working. But I think it's great for people who, you know, one of the things some of the people who are retired sometimes complain about being bored, which is not in my vocabulary because I don't have time. We don't have time to get bored. I'm always studying, learning, and trying to. Oh, we got another caller.
Let's we do. Let's see what we can help out with. Hi, caller, you're on the air. Caller, I need you to turn your radio all the way down. Otherwise, we have that little delay thing in the background. Yep, I need you to. Okay, try again. Maybe turn your radio down and call back. How about that? 206-1580 or 888-441-1580. That throws people off every time.
So I think that I grew up here in Charlotte County my whole life. At one time, we had the highest over the age of 65 in the whole country. And I think one of the things is that when people get older and retire, they need to remember to still use their brain, go out there, like you said, go to the Renaissance mm-hmm. Academy.
Be active, do things. And for us, it's a wonderful mix of people. We have, we've got a woman who came from Germany who's here. We have a woman from India that comes to all the movies. We have people from all over the United States. So everybody gets to put in what their life experiences are and how that has affected how their lives have gone. And at the end of the day, we all find out we had different backgrounds, but we're all pretty much the same.
Oh, we're all humans.
We're all pretty much the same, yes.
It's human to human, and mm-hmm. I think sometimes we're so technical, we forget about that. I know, Jennifer, you can say that at the Triana Prevention Center, I feel that we are human to human. We love our patients. We love taking care of them. We're devoted and trying to make their life better.
From the time you walk in the door and you sign in, you just have a bunch of nice people working in there. You just make it easy to go to the doctor.
Just
make it easy.
Well, thank you. It's just when patients get nervous, I said, just calm down. I go, we're all nice here, right?
That's right. You are all nice.
You know, and we care. And, you know, sometimes we get a little busy and a little rushed at times. But we know that we take the time and we speak to the patient. And again, like you were saying, looking at the whole picture, did you have a family doctor and when you were about 50, 53?
No, I really didn't.
You didn't go to see a doctor?
I didn't have, well, at that point, because I had changed several jobs over the years, there was a period where I had 3 jobs in 5 years because a lot of my jobs were coming in, setting up a nonprofit organization and then moving on. Each time I left, I had a different insurance company. Each time I had a different insurance company, that meant I had to see another primary care physician.
That's how
the system was then. So when you see a primary care physician for a year or two and then move on to somebody else, you lose a lot of continuity. You lose all kinds of continuity. Since I've been down here for 9 years, I've had one primary care physician who knows everything about me. Thank you.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you.
But that continuity is real important. You have my history. You have seen me for 9 years as opposed to getting records from another physician and being able to look at them. It's not the same as when you have the continuity of care.
Well, that's the beauty of having a family physician, of having someone that you trust and you can let them know your history. Just like you said, mm-hmm. you have to be honest with your doctor. I have patients who I said, look, you have to be honest with me. I'm human. You're human. We all have, you know, we need to be honest with each other.
Right. We're never going to criticize or stereotype, I think is important to put in there.
Or judge.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to help our patients.
And very confidential. I know there's been several times when someone has said, is this going to be confidential? And at the Triana Prevention Center, Dr. Triana is so confident and so confidential that unless someone like Lee, who says, I want to get the word out there, well, then your history isn't a stop there with her. And it's not going to be spread, even from the exam room to the nurse's station.
No, you're not putting out a list of patients on your website.
Yeah.
No, so confidential.
Your confidentiality is paramount.
Well, part of being confidential, too, is I have grown up in this community my whole life. So many of my patients I've known since I was younger, too. So I'm very confidential. And a lot of people will say, well, say hi to your mother, because they know my mother and my father when he was alive. And I would say, what happens here in this office, I cannot say who's here or not here. You're welcome to look them up in the phone book and call and say hello to my wonderful family. But we are very confidential.
So in that regards, you're very similar to Las Vegas. What happens in Dr. Triana's office stays in Dr. Triana's office.
That's right.
You can bet on it.
And the patients, and some patients say, well, I want to call, but will you mention my name? I said, don't worry. On the radio program, I will not. I will not say your name. Don't worry. You know, I have, when my mother has called, I said, hi, Mom.
So, anonymous, you can call in right now. Why don't you give out the number?
Okay, it's 206-1580. And, you know, we also, Jennifer, talk about the website, our new website.
Oh, the new website is newly redesigned, hopefully easier to navigate. There's going to be one whole page with all of the radio recordings. I think it's up to 55 now. Mm. You are actually going to be able to download them right to your desktop, which then you could burn for, you know, a loved one. If
put
you
them
wanted.
On an iPod, that kind of
yes,
thing. Yes, yeah,
even
sure.
That workout listening to some. Mm-hmm. In that case, we need to play some music.
Yes.
There's going to be all of the new patient forms, or even the patient registration form that you can print from home and fill out, which that wasn't there before.
Save you some time. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Even if you have an address change or a phone number change, you can do all of that ahead of time. Save yourself some time when you get to the office, because a lot of people are working in a rush, trying to squeeze it in at the end of the day. There's going to be new pictures on there.
Oh.
There's going to be new updates from when Dr. Triana goes to a conference, the things she has brought back, all of Dr. Triana's exciting credentials that she has gained along the way. We're excited to put those out on the website so that you can understand better what she can do for you when you come to the Triana Prevention Center. Mm-hmm. Because even still, after over a year of doing the radio program and over a year of Dr. Triana being a lipidologist, people still say, and what is a lipidologist? Mm-hmm. What does that mean for me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And we're trying to encourage people that I am a family physician, and I also take care of, you know, anyone over the age of 16. Yes, our philosophy and our whole aim in life is prevention, but we also take care of patients who have chronic diseases, or patients, women who are going through the menopause. So we're helping with that, too. So that's really, really exciting. And I'm really happy about that website. That's going to be really good.
I'll look forward on Monday to checking it out.
Yes, there's also going to be a place there where you can sign up for the newsletter. And by newsletter means you're not going to get your inbox full of all kinds of stuff from us. We try and do it one time a month to, like, American Heart Month. So there might be some relevant statistics there, or we're going to be letting you know of the upcoming special guests that are going to be on there. And all of the old newsletters are going to be archived there, too. Easy to find information.
Good.
Yeah, and we have so many great guests like you, Lee. We have wonderful guests. Next week we have, next week is Pamela.
Yes. Yes.
Pamela Keller.
Yeah. With Elder Law.
With Elder Law.
Oh.
So.
And a singer with the Charlotte Corral.
Yes, Pat told us. She said, if you have a minute.
She's one of our singers. She has a wonderful voice.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Remember,
Pam
I told
Keller,
you, Pat
wonderful
said we had to
singer.
Make her sing.
Talk about a small world.
You'll get her to sing next week. Get her to sing a song.
Oh, my goodness.
She does some beautiful Leonard Cohen stuff. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love that. I love jazz.
We have another caller. Let's see what they want to ask. Hi, caller, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. I enjoy the program so much, but would you please give Dr. Triana's website?
Sure.
I'd love to. I don't have it. I'd like to.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you so much, caller. We'll give you that information.
It's Triana, which is T-R-I-A-N-A, Prevention Center, all one word, .com.
T-R-I-A-N-A is sort of the tricky part. You could imagine it different ways. T-R-I-A-N-A, PreventionCenter.com.
Thank you, caller. That was really nice. So that's really exciting. Somebody who was in the chorale,
too. Yes, she's one of our singers.
Which Dr. Triana actually just met her at the fashion show that they did for the...
Wonder Beautiful Expressions... for the Alzheimer and the Humanities.
I saw your picture in the paper.
Yes.
Very nice.
It
dressed
was fun.
To the nines.
It was fun. It was so much fun. I loved it.
And a great cause.
It was a great cause. And let me tell you, Pamela's a co-chairman. And Kim Devine was there working it. And everybody was so sweet. I'm sorry, I don't remember all the names of everyone. But it was a wonderful, my mother came, my aunt.
Yeah, you said it was
sister.
A full house.
It was a full house.
And it's a perfect example of how art and healthcare go together. This was sponsored by the Charlotte County Arts and Humanities Council.
Yeah.
There's strong evidence, links, that art is good for your health.
And good, it's good for your health, but it's also by making your brain work.
Yes.
My mother used to say, which is an old saying, you rest, you rust.
Good
saying. Isn't that true?
And she
Good
says,
saying.
Getting old is not for sissies.
That's right. That's right.
We're just so happy. I don't know how many more minutes we have.
Down to the last couple of minutes, if anybody has a question, by the way, 206-1580.
Well, you know, I do have something to say. I've been sitting here looking at the heart. And if you really want to do something special for your family, for your friends, for your loved ones for Valentine's Day, go get your heart checked.
Mm-hmm.
What a wonderful present that is. The way I got my stent put in on my birthday, for Valentine's Day, go get your heart checked. Let everybody know you're going to be around a lot longer.
It's easy to get started, too, because all you have to do is stop by the Triana Prevention Center and get one of those Valentines. That'll kind of get you in the ball rolling mode, you know?
And they're so beautiful. If you go to the website, WCCF, Todd was really cool last week. He took a picture of it and put it up in real time. And Jennifer, this is handmade by Jennifer. Jennifer, I'm telling you, she's so creative and so smart, too. I'm very lucky.
She's crafty.
But it's a beautiful, and it gives you a stepping point to look at your numbers, to check your heart. And like you said, and I said this last week, it's not that we just want more good years for ourselves. We want the people we love to be around longer.
I have two grandkids now, two grandsons, that if I would have not made it through that heart attack, I would have never known.
Mm.
What a regret that would be.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, Lee, that would have been, well, see? And now you can tell your daughter, like you're influencing her, with her children, and they need to get checked.
Exactly.
That's so important.
Mm-hmm.
That's just so important.
At a young age and being active. And, you know, part of the obesity problem is, when I was a kid, we were able to go out and I'd say, Mom, I'll be back at lunch. Mm-hmm. I'd be out playing games. I'd come back, eat lunch, then go right back out, and you'd play baseball, basketball, whatever sport you were playing.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have games that enabled us to use as our thumbs in front of a screen for 6 hours a day. That leads to obesity, which leads to heart problems.
Mm-hmm.
Put some of those games away now and then.
Oh, and like
throw those kids outside.
And you said here it's so beautiful, the weather.
Especially here.
Especially right now.
Yes.
We are all out of time for the program today. Let's have the phone number for the office, the Triana Prevention Center, please.
It's 941-1990.
You forgot the first part. 625-1990.
625 1990.
She's setting someone up.
Oh, my gosh. And everyone, remember, if there's a topic that you want us to speak about, please call us or email us at AskDrTriana@TrianaPreventionCenter.com. Well, I want to thank Lee Stein for being here, a special guest, to give it of his time and energy and enthusiasm.
Thank you for being my doctor.
Thank you.